Oh, it's the most amazing thing in the world. And people will walk by and just be like, oh my God, you have a grapefruit? And you're like, oh yeah.
Welcome to Backpacker Radio, presented by The Trek. This is the 10th episode of our Trail Correspondent Series. Today's show features a grab bag of questions across a variety of subjects, including weather, food, their bodies, and gear. Specifically, we asked our correspondents the following: to describe the weather they've encountered on their hikes thus far, how their relationship with food has changed, what their favorite and least favorite trail foods are, how their bodies have changed, if at all, and of course, we sprinkle in a few gear questions at the end, including what gear they've sent home. And at the end of today's show, we get an emotional goodbye from one of our correspondents, as the injuries just became too much to bear. Okay, less of me and more of our thru-hikers. Here they are. Enjoy.
Everyone, this is Seth Fast reporting. While I'm in town, actually, I am a bit over 700 miles into this journey and well into Virginia, and definitely kind of battling the Virginia blues a little bit, in part because the weather has been so confused and misleading. I feel like I went from worrying about everything freezing to roasting to death. lots of sweating lately, so struggling a little bit with that adjustment. Currently my favorite and least favorite trail food. Favorite trail food right now is, I actually had a friend send me some, Biscoff cookie butter. This stuff is the most amazing thing ever. Oh my goodness. I could eat it all day long, and I don't think that the container I got of it is going to last very long. Least favorite trail food. I have to admit, I am getting completely tired of trail mix in every permutation available. I keep trying to make myself eat it, but I'm definitely kind of over it at this point. And I would say in the last week or so, I've suddenly gotten way hungrier. The heat during the day has suppressed a lot of my appetite while I'm hiking, and then I find that I'm ravenous at night, and I just want to eat all the food. I can't really gorge as much when I'm in town. I seem to get full pretty quickly, but I still get very, very excited about food. And along with that, you know, I felt, you know, for the first like month and a half, like, you know, I felt my body muscling up, but I didn't really feel all that different. And then I got into town this time, and I actually, you know, splurged on a hotel room by myself, and my body looks totally different. I feel like I've dropped a ton of weight and gotten muscled up in places that I didn't even really expect to get muscled up. And I feel very lean, and I went clothes shopping, and the sizes were not what I was expecting to be buying. So I'm trying to eat more fat and protein now because I'm a little concerned about that, but I'm doing my best. The one piece of gear I wish I had, I actually, just swapped out gear. So, I have a hammock and I have a 3/4 length underquilt. And while it was cold, I was carrying this Gossamer Gear, foam pad, that fit really nicely into my hammock and bent really nicely, whether I put it underneath my torso or my feet to cover the part that the 3/4 length doesn't cover. And I used that when it got really, really cold. And it was awesome. And I've also used it as a sit pad and a few other things, but it is not waterproof. And so I've been carrying it strapped to the top of my pack in a gigantic bag. And other hikers had joked that I looked a little bit like a cell phone tower, and it gets caught on everything and it's been kind of a pain. And so now that it's well above freezing at night and I don't need to worry about my 3/4 underquilt because I'm plenty warm as it is, I actually sent that foam pad home and I bought a Therm-a-Rest something something sole and trimmed that down so that it's just a torso pad, basically. And that is what I will use when I sleep in the shelters, on the rare occasions when I have to sleep in the shelters moving forward. And until then, I am, or rather, I don't have to keep that in a giant plastic bag. It's going to be awesome. It folds down much smaller than the Gossamer Gear pad did, and I think it'll be just fine as a sit pad as well. So I'm very excited about that gear change. I think it did strip out a little bit of weight, but it's also just going to make my pack fit into narrow spots a bit better. I did get stuck in a fence style once, so the struggle is real. And let's see, my favorite piece of gear so far. Man, that's a tough question. I love all of my gear so much. I mean, I'm a hammock camper, so, you know, I love sleeping in my hammock. I'll tell you all day long about how much I love it because I sleep a lot better in that than a tent. But maybe my favorite surprising piece of gear has been my Kindle. When I packed it, I thought it was a complete leisure item, and I was sure that I would send it home within the first, you know, week or something. And instead, it's actually become one of my most beloved pieces of gear, and I don't consider it a luxury item anymore, particularly when it was below freezing and we would get into camp and all you wanted to do was, you know, quickly eat something and then curl up in your hammock, in your quilts. And I have trail insomnia, so I don't sleep quickly at all. And when you're just lying there for several hours, it's amazing to be able to read for that time and to feel like, you know, here's a little ritual of my off-trail life that's made it into my trail life. And it, you know, kind of helps stimulate my brain a little bit and helps me eat away some of those hours. I find that I'm reading less now that the days are longer and nicer, but I still really like having that option, especially on rainy evenings and things like that. So it's ended up being my favorite piece of gear, which I was really shocked by.
Hi, everyone. This is Floss with Backpacker Radio. I'm reporting in from Doe River Hike Arrest, which is in Roan Mountain, or a little ways outside, I think, technically. But it's a nice little B&B-style place. We've just stayed here for the night after a 9-mile hike in. And the day before that, we did a 25-mile day in driving rain and wind over Roan Mountain, which has probably been our toughest day so far. But weirdly, even though the weather was against us and the mileage was the highest that we've done so far, ended up being one of those days where it sucks so much it's fun. So that's about where we are. I think we're planning on being in Damascus in the next 4 or 5 days and taking another night off there. But yeah, it's feeling good. That 25-mile day really was a lot of fun, even though we'd only planned on doing 16, but we got to a shelter at somewhere around 9 or 10, I think, mile-wise, not time, and just decided, hey, we're kind of feeling it, and we're already soaked all the way through, so why not push it all the way so we've got an easy hike into town the next day. So, yeah, the R&R here has been great. But, yeah, so as I alluded to, the weather has been wet, windy, muddy, and generally miserable. Those are my 5 words for it. But right now I'm sat out here, sky's blue, a bit cloudy, but seems pretty nice. My favorite and least favorite trail food. My favorite trail food is what I've been eating for dinner almost every night. Hickory smoked tuna pack with the Oriental Marachan ramen. It's cheap, it's cheerful, but it tastes really good, and I don't know if I'm ever going to get sick of it. My least favorite trail food, I can't remember the brand, but there's these bars that are made only of peanuts and are covered in this sort of weird, like translucent sugar covering that, I don't know. It's something about it that just tastes so bad. And I got it in a resupply, and had a ton of them. So I've just sort of been forcing them down. How's my relationship with food changed? I don't know. When I'm back home, I do like to cook a lot. But I think right now, the way how I see food out on the trail is just sort of, you know, I'm eating it for the energy. And I'm not really thinking a whole lot about how it tastes. I'm eating a lot more junk, obviously. I think that's kind of like a culture thing out here. But actually, I've been able to listen to the last episode about nutrition and might think about changing up some of that junk stuff. So we'll see how that goes. In terms of body changes, how my physique has changed, I've been weighing myself along the way. I think I've lost somewhere around 10 pounds. I was between 190 and 195 when I went out, and I think I'm somewhere around 180, 185. But physically looking at myself, I don't notice a whole lot. Maybe I've got a bit slim around the belly area, but, I don't know. I haven't seen a massive change so far, but I'm sure there's going to be a day where I suddenly look and it's like, oh, wait, what's happened here? Where has the other half of me gone? But, we'll see. What gear do I wish for? You know, that's a tough one. I think I've got a pretty good handle on everything, and I haven't really been looking for a whole lot. But if I had to pick one thing, I'd maybe switch out my sleeping bag for a quilt. A lot of the people who I'm with have got quilts, and I sort of went sleeping bag on a budget, and I'm finding myself either sweating in the night when I'm not hot, which is odd, or... so I'd probably switch up the sleeping situation a bit. Oh no, definitely I'd upgrade my sleeping pad. I would definitely upgrade my sleeping pad because I went super budget on that and it's really thin. But I'm just not ready to ship that kind of money right now. I've sent home a bunch of stuff, but it's been nothing major. I've still held on to the solar panel because even though the weather's been bad, it has helped out with keeping my extra battery charged and everything. But I sent home an extra shirt. I had a pair of really heavy, like, running sweatpants that I thought I'd need for town. But the amount of like loaner clothes I've been able to borrow when we get to hostels when we're doing laundry and everything has sort of rendered them obsolete. So they went home pretty quickly. And just a couple, like, tchotchke-type things that just weren't being used. That's about it. And my favorite piece of gear... I actually have two, so I'm going to cheat on this one a little bit. I did not have a pillow when I started. I have a Sea to Summit. I believe it's an Aeros pillow, the smaller version. And that has changed how I've been able to sleep. The first week or so was a real struggle, but I think I picked one up in Franklin, and it's been, that's changed. I've been able to actually get sleep now. And the other favorite piece of gear, which is probably even more key in this kind of bad weather, is has been my Frog Togs poncho. It's the only piece of rain gear that I have. Only cost me $13, but it covers me and my pack, and I haven't had any problems with my pack or anything in it getting more than just a tiny bit damp. It's been the absolute MVP so far of my hike, and you know, at a price of $13, and you know, I'm sure I'm going to have to replace it at some point because I think it got like a tiny little hole in it maybe 3 or 4 days in, but it's lasted this long, and it's been really, really helpful, especially in this terrible weather, as I mentioned. But yeah, so guess that's it for me. This is Floss signing out.
All right, this is Fainting Goat recording from Parisburg, Virginia. We are on the porch of the Hiker Hostel in the midst of a pretty good thunderstorm. Pretty happy not to be on trail right now. And I am joined by Flyballs, last seen, I think, in Pagosa Springs, Colorado, on the CDT. Was super psyched to run into her out here. Flyballs, tell me how the hike is treating you so far.
It's been great. A lot of weather, but really good company and good towns.
All right. How has that weather been? What's been going on?
Some hail, sideways rain, a little bit of snow, and then fluctuating with 80-degree temperatures and really hot, humid days.
Yeah, so we are getting a little bit of everything out here on the AT right now. Sorry, I've been drinking. I'm confused about which trail we're on. It is also, I should say, Cinco de Mayo and the one-month anniversary of me being on the Appalachian Trail. So lots to celebrate. So Flyballs, tell me a little bit about your past hiking experience and how this is comparing so far.
So this is for my triple. I did the PCT in 15, your year, and the CDT, your year as well, which was last year.
So we were like hiking twinsies.
You're just three times faster. So this trail's been great. We're, 6:33? Something like that.
Yeah.
I think it's been pretty smooth. It's nice that you can kind of just hike and follow a blaze. It's a little bit different and there's a lot more people. So I'm really enjoying it. It's a whole different kind of trail.
For sure. So everybody at this point is feeling the hiker hunger a little bit. Any favorite foods out here on trail? Anything you're sick of?
I have a routine. But I like to pack out some fresh ingredients. Like there's always an avocado, garlic, scallions, hot sauce. That's always in my food bag. I always start the day with coffee, cowboy coffee in the morning. And lately I've been investigating mustard.
Yeah, what are you doing with it?
English mustard, courtesy of Sherlock. Putting it in a wrap with some ramps. You can also get some ramps on the trail.
Yeah, a little bit of foraging to supplement your hike.
A little bit. And, you know, it's going to be berry season soon, so that'll be cool.
Yeah, I'm psyched for that as well.
And then always some funky kind of cheese.
Definitely. Three hikes in, she knows how to do it. Sounds like you're eating far better than I am at this point.
Oh, yeah, it's no problem.
So tell me, how is the trail affecting how you look at food? Are you feeling that hiker hunger? Any changes in preferences?
I am definitely hungry all of the time. I eat constantly. I like soda now, where I don't when I'm off trail. I never drink soda.
Somehow the cool, bubbly sweetness is just
and just
spot
the sugar. Yeah, yeah, it like hits the spot. I think Fritos are the best trail chip.
Nice.
And I like with avocado and hot sauce, it's pretty good stuff. And then, those like Asian rice sides with some curry powder and maybe like peanuts in it.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, yeah, I just eat constantly, like at least 8 times a day.
Yeah, for sure. Gotta fuel the hike. And they're hard miles out here.
Yeah, they're really strenuous, just up downs, but it's a good trail. It's good hiking for sure.
All right, switching modes, because I'm pretty sure we could talk about food all day if you let us. Pretty much what we've been doing all day is eating and drinking and hanging out, having an excellent zero. So tell me about gear. How's everything holding up on the AT so far?
Oh, it's not really. Like, on day two, that tornado went just south of the trail.
Yeah.
And so...
Oh, you were on trail for that?
I was on trail for that.
Damn.
Which was kind of... It was fun, but we figured out our tent's no longer waterproof. It does... It's all of our gear from the CDT, some of it from the PCT, so it just has a lot of miles and weather on it. But we're making it work, like, just paying a lot of attention to where we set up and what we put underneath us and how our ground sheet is, you know. Putting a little moat around us,
yeah,
stuff like that, that kind of stuff.
Learning how to accommodate.
Right, right, right.
Is there anything you wish you had that you don't?
No. I feel like I'm pretty well situated. I like my setup. I've been pretty comfortable.
Nice. What is your basic setup? You don't have to go into too much detail.
I have a Z-Pax duplex, and I have the double quilt, and then I sleep on a Gossamer 1/8-inch pad and a torso pad.
Hardcore.
It's it's pretty comfortable, actually, I find, and I have a MLD burn pack with a Profit hip belt,
mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's about it. I mean,
yeah, at this point, you know it works, and
it really
how to roll with it.
It does work, yeah, for sure. It's a pretty light setup, I think.
Yeah. And do you have any favorite pieces of gear, luxury items, anything that just makes you really happy to have in your pack?
This Melly fleece makes me happy every day. I'm liking the... I'm hiking in Peregrines right now,
mm-hmm.
And I really like them. I'm getting good miles out of them. I always hike with Leuco tape, which I think is like the magic tape.
Yep.
And everybody should have it, so... Yeah.
All right. So I think that's going to wrap it up for tonight. We'll keep this interview a little bit short. Anyways, that was Fly Balls, another PCT 15, CDT 17, and currently on trail for the AT in 2018. So we're going to enjoy the rest of our zero. Fainting Goat out.
Hi, what's up, you hooligans? It's your boy, IB Tat, coming at you live from the Over Mountain Shelter on day number 35. I'm actually tent next to the shelter on that like nice grassy field, looking out at a view right now that would make Bob Ross cream in his pants. I apologize if you hear the riffraff over there in the shelter. That's why I tent over away from shelters, because I'm 37 goddamn years old, and I'm not here to party like a bunch of douchebags, so I stay the fuck away from the riffraff for the most part. Which, by the way, I'm so glad to be out of the Smokies. I don't have to deal with those goddamn shelters anymore if I don't fucking want to. I got a list of questions here I'm going to run through for you. I'm going to answer them to the best of my ability. So here we go. First question, describe the weather. Not really a question, but describe the weather in 5 words or less. Way too white for this. How's that? Yeah, I'm sure Chance and Zach can relate to this one. I am whiter than shit. And there's not enough goddamn sunscreen in this world to keep me from getting burnt crispy. I don't even know why I bother putting it on anymore, which I'm probably just going to throw it off the side of a mountain because it's basically worthless to me at this point. I'm just going to get burnt and deal with it. Next question is, what is your favorite and least favorite trail food at the moment? Well, my least favorite at the moment is probably, I don't know. I'm a fucking garbage can. I'll eat pretty much anything. Oh, I'll tell you something. I've been hauling around a goddamn block of fucking cheddar cheese for the past 2 days since Irwin, Tennessee. Yeah, I thought it'd be a good idea to haul out cheddar cheese again, even though the weather's getting up to goddamn 90 fucking degrees during the day. So I can't bring myself to eat that block of cheese in the morning when it's somewhat hard. That's what she said. But... yeah, it's just been sitting in my goddamn food bag for 2 days now, and I won't eat it. It's soft as shit, it's nasty as hell, and it's getting rancid as fuck in my goddamn Z-Pax food bag. So there you go. Least favorite is that damn block of cheese I've been hauling around for 2 days since Irwin. My favorite piece of trail food right now is actually in my hand currently, and I'm stuffing my face hole. At least I took a break for this goddamn podcast. But I'll get back to it shortly, is my Jif chocolate cheesecake hazelnut spread. Goddamn, that's a mouthful. Again, what she said, but I usually go with the ghetto-ass Nutella. Nutella and the like, let's say the Wally World cheap ass great value brand hazelnut spreads, the same shit. They just charge like $4 more for the name Nutella. It's the same shit. But when I was at the Wally World resupplying in Irwin a couple days ago, I came across this Jif chocolate cheesecake hazelnut spread, which is fucking awesome. I was sitting there staring at the ghetto Nutella and staring at this. This was actually 10 cents more than the ghetto Nutella, so I had a serious life decision to make there at the Wally World. And I'm glad I went with this one, because I actually have almost destroyed this whole jar in 2 days. That's the only downside of Nutella and all these chocolate spreads, is they don't last long enough. And who the hell wants to haul out that goddamn 4-pound tub? I mean, I would. It's worth it. But, you know, these small tubs, they only last me about 2 or 3 days. But right now, this shit is the fucking bomb. All right, next question. Has your relationship with food changed? Well, I don't know. I guess I'm a creature of habit. I basically eat the same shit. Stuff doesn't really get old for me. Pasta sides are getting kind of played out, but ramen noodles. I resupplied last go around, and I bought ramen noodles for every goddamn night of the week, and I am not sick of them. Especially at the Walmart, has like a kick-ass variety of ramen, so you're basically getting a different flavor every night, which that never gets old for me. At least it hasn't yet. Like I said, the pasta sides, rice sides, that shit's played out, but you know, lunch, I basically eat wraps every single day, pepperoni, mozzarella cheese, whatever. Oh, I did pick up one of those smaller bottles of sriracha. That was an awesome, wise decision on my part, because this damn bottle of sriracha has lasted like a week and a half now, and it's awesome. You put it on goddamn anything, minus, let's say, fucking oatmeal, but that shit goes a long goddamn way. And I eat my ramen dry, by the way. Back in the real world, I just made it like soup, but out here, I like it dry, so that sriracha moistens it up a little bit. Goddamn, the sexual innuendos are crazy in this podcast right now, but anyway, I'll try to behave myself. Yeah, anyway, sriracha, good choice. Let's see, the only thing that's changed really is I was destroying Sour Patch Kids when I first got out here. I buy those big-ass family-sized bags of Sour Patch Kids and just destroy them throughout the week. Well, last night in whatever the fuck shelter I was in, Clyde Smith, I want to say, I go up to the shelter. I had to go past the shelter to get water, and there's this little a-hole sitting in there in the shelter, and he's talking about eating bugs and shit. I don't know. I just walked in. I was out of context. I don't know what he's talking about. He's talking about eating bugs. Anyway, I stopped there for a minute, and we got on the topic of how I hated Sour Patch Kids at the moment. I just got sick of them because, you know, I ate them for fucking a month straight, and I just can't even look at the goddamn things. Well, he says, I like Sour Patch Kids, so I said, all right, let's barter some shit or trade some shit. What do you got in your food bag? Well, he says, all I can give away is these goddamn Craisins. Well, who the hell likes Craisins? Those things are played out. But at the moment, my hatred for Sour Patch Kids was so high, I traded like a Ziploc of Sour Patch Kids for a half a Ziploc of Craisins. So, I mean, I put that shit in my oatmeal this morning. It was all right. It was well worth the trade. Because right now, my relationship with Sour Patch Kids, I don't want to see those fuckers anymore. All right, next question is, has your body changed at all, if any? Well, I mean, I guess if the, I mean, I got Cheez-It crumbs in my beard. I got a suck the fuck up waist. I got a shitty hiker tan, tattooed, burnt to hell, homeless looking motherfucker. If that look is in, I am getting sexier by the minute. But I will tell you this, my feet are top notch right now. Like I said, I haven't had any feet issues. My feet, I clean every single night, not a single blister. So, you know, compared to all these assholes out here with like duct tape around their toes and shit, I don't know if it's my ultras I'm wearing, but I haven't had one goddamn foot issue, so I'm doing something right there. So all you foot fetish ladies out there, come and get some. All right, next question is, what's the one piece of gear you wish you had? I mean, I spent two goddamn years spending all ungodly amounts of money, all this ultralight bullshit. I'm not even that light. I don't know how the hell that happened. I guess it's because I'm vlogging. I'm carrying a shit ton of electronics, but I guess I wish I had one of those Jetboil French presses. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, I carry just like a Tokes titanium pot and what the fuck you call it? MSR pocket rocket too. That's the one. But I've used Jetboils in the past, and my old Jetboil, before I started the thru-hike, I had that French press, and I mean, coffee is basically the only reason I carry a stove these days. So if I had some really good coffee rather than that shitty ass taster's choice bullshit, that would make this experience a little bit better. I've gotten to the point now where I don't even care. I mean, these instant coffee packets are doing the trick and keeping me from going insane in the morning. But yeah, like a fresh ground coffee and one of those jet boil French presses, which would be pretty fucking dope right now. All right, this is dragging on. Sorry if I'm taking too long and boring you fuckers, but I got one last question here, and that is, have you sent any gear home yet? No, but I lost a bunch of shit, and if you guys watch my YouTube videos, people were calling me backtracking all this shit because I'm always going back for stuff, which, by the way, I'm not the only asshole out here losing stuff. Everybody else is. I just happen to put it on videos, so there's that. But yeah, I've lost my I left a pair of socks back at Standing Bear Farm. Who cares? They stunk anyway. I washed them like 3 times. They still stunk ungodly, so it was about time to buy a new pair anyway. What else did I lose? I've set my camera down and lost, let's see. No, I actually went in a newfound gap. I had a GoPro, right? I'm carrying like 3 different cameras to vlog this goddamn trail. And I get on a newfound gap. It's pissing rain. Just got out of the Smokies. It's been raining for 4.5 days. I was pissed off at the world. Well, one light at the end of the tunnel. I go up in a newfound gap. Within 15 seconds, I get picked up for a hitch. I didn't even ask. They're like, "Are you heading into town?" I'm like, "Hell yeah." So I was so damn excited. I throw my pack in the bed of her truck. And she just says, "Oh, by the way, I got some Coca-Cola in the front seat for you." I'm like, "Well, hell yeah." So I set my GoPro and my tripod on the tailgate of her truck, run into the front seat to grab a Coca-Cola. Completely forgot about my GoPro, and we pulled off into Gatlinburg, and my GoPro apparently fell off the tailgate and is sitting in the gap somewhere. So if any of you assholes have found that GoPro, there's some footage on that thing with my ugly ass face on it. Hit up Zach and he'll get it back to me, because that thing is not fucking cheap. Other than that, yeah, I guess I haven't lost to anything, but I mean, that shit, that was $500. So a pair of socks and my GoPro I've lost. Everything else, I'm carrying this shit to Katahdin, man. I'm not sending back home cold weather gear. People bitch about, "Oh, I didn't even make my pack lighter." Look, dude, I've been carrying this fucking weight now for 35 days. A pair of socks or a fucking hoodie or whatever, mid-layer, if I send that shit home, it's not going to make that much of a difference. I'm used to carrying this weight. You know, 2 pounds here, 2 pounds there is not a real big deal to me. So I'm just going to haul this shit to Katahdin, and I don't want to deal with having to mail shit home and mail back, because I don't know a goddamn person back in the real world to send it to me. So there's that. All right, you mofos, I'm rolling over 10 minutes now. Hey, sorry to bore you, but that's that. I am enjoying my view here from the Over Mountain Shelter. Hopefully we have a kick-ass sunrise in the morning. But we're going to head towards probably, I'm going to hit up Mountain Harbor Inn. I think I got 7 miles tomorrow morning. I've heard their breakfast for $12. All you can eat is legendary. So hopefully they're cooking that up when I roll through tomorrow morning. We'll catch you mofos later down the trail. Peace out.
Hi everyone, this is Liberty, assignment number 6. All right, so this journey has definitely not been what I expected. Not that I really had any expectation, I guess I just expected it to be more enjoyable, if you will. I have really struggled physically, so I got a rash one week into the trail. And then I had a couple of days of fevers, and then I feel like I've taken, you know, more zeros than I have been on the trail just to recover from those things, and then also really struggling with feet problem. I mean, I haven't had any blisters, I haven't had any of those kind of issues, but I definitely am having pain, just outright pain, and that's been a struggle. Other than that, I really have been, you know, mentally and emotionally enjoying myself. Honestly, I've loved the people I've met, and I've loved the talks in the shelters and just hearing how people got their trail name. I think that's one of my favorite things too. So that's been fun. Weather in 5 words, Yo-Yo Spring. That's it. Man, that's just 2 words. Yo-Yo Spring weather. That's, my goodness, it's crazy every day. food. My least favorite shell food right now is definitely those stupid protein bars. I'm so done with Clif bars. I'm done with those. And my most favorite, honestly, and this is for real, even though they are sponsoring me, I sincerely love, love, love the Outdoor Herbivore meals. So they're the bomb. So even if you're a meat eater, you can make those and add tuna and eat spam, whatever you want. But for those of you who are vegetarian and vegan, like, they are the best meals. I'm in love with them. Think I'll continue eating them off the trail too. And my body, gosh, my body, I feel like my body's really kind of let me down. I'm really struggling with that one. I just can't push through this wall. The most I've hiked is 10 miles. And I feel like, gosh, I should be doing more by now. But even if I get past 6 miles, I mean, it's torture, right? Torture. And honestly, there's days where after 4 miles, it's torture. And it's just my dang feet. It just hurts. And so I don't know what's going on there. But hoping I can push through and that my feet will just keep getting tougher. I don't know how that's going to work. Gear. My favorite gear is definitely my Therm-a-Rest sleeping pad. Goodness gracious, I love that. Could not have survived this without a decent pad, because I'm asleep on my side and my hips need that extra cushion. There's no way I could have done those flat pads that I see people, those folding accordion pads. So anyway, that's my favorite gear. And what have I sent home? I sent home 2 books. Yeah, I brought 2 books with me and I sent them home. And then I did send home my long underwear. Haven't needed that last couple weeks. So I think that answered everything. How's my body changed? Oh, one more. I have lost weight and I'm curious to know how much. I've lost at least 5 pounds, maybe 10. Because I was not eating right the first 2 weeks. But the last two, I don't think I've lost as much weight. But I definitely have the hiker hunger. And, whenever I have a chance to eat off the trail, I take it. And I do dream about sushi, believe it or not. and ranch Doritos, of all things. So, yeah, that's kind of been interesting. Okay, I hope I answered all your questions. Thanks, Backpacker Radio. You rock. And this is Liberty. Bye now.
Everyone, welcome back to the Pacific Crest Trail. This is Miles to Go, doing a quick check-in here around mile 504. And it's about 7:15 in the morning, the sun's coming up. We are making our descent down into Hiker Town and the actual truly Mojave Desert section and the LA Aqueduct section. But it's fairly cool the last couple days, so I don't think it should be too bad. And we finally made it through the 35-mile Oasis Vortex of the Acton KOA, Hiker Heaven in Agua Dulce, and Casa de Luna in Green Valley. So that 35-mile section, we managed to make it through in 4 days. And I feel like it's probably pretty easy to spend at least 7 or 8 days doing that 35 miles. And it is truly an oasis vortex. We are incredibly grateful to the Softleys and Andersons for hosting hikers for about 20 years now at their homes, out of the kindness of their hearts. And they are a true part of the PCT experience and the PCT community. And we, as a hiking community, should be really, really grateful to have such good people supporting the journey of so many. So just want to give a shout out to those guys. And the hike's going great. Physically feeling really good. And I've been asked to give a quick report about the three things that thru-hikers think about most out here, which is the weather, food, and gear. And I've been asked to describe the weather in 5 words or less, so here it goes. Imperfectly perfect, I'll never complain. I've learned that over the years, to not complain about the weather. So just take what it is, roll with it, and know that things will change and you just got to adapt and move on and not complain because you can't control it, and it's just a waste of mental and physical energy. So now to talk about food. Currently, my favorite trail food is easily Nutella. I eat it by the spoonful multiple times a day, and it's an obsession that's bordering on addiction, and I'm currently debating with myself what the acceptable amount of time is to make a 13-ounce jar of Nutella last. It's 200 calories per 2 tablespoons, so I probably consume at least 1,000 calories of Nutella a day, which is pretty good. It's good energy, but there's very little nutritional value to it, and I've been making it last, a 13-ounce jar last about 80 to 100 miles, so we'll see how that changes over the course of the time. But I really didn't eat Nutella. I maybe had 1 or 2 jars over the course of the entire Appalachian Trail Thruway like we did in 2013. So this is a new development out here for trail food for me. Least favorite, easily the Knorr pasta sides that are like the processed cheese flavors, like the Alfredo or the Parmesan noodles or Parmesan and bacon, just like absolutely disgusting. Can't do it anymore. It's gag inducing. So those haven't been purchased since week one, when we realized we were totally done with those after the AT. The rice we can still handle, but it's mostly rice and ramen out here for dinner, which is good. And as far as what I'm craving, my relationship with food, there's nothing healthy about the thru-hiking diet. It is probably the most unhealthy diet you could possibly have in your life. But because I'm hiking over 20 miles a day, none of it matters. I'd love to be eating healthier, but it's just really not feasible if you're on a tight budget and trying to be just have convenient things to eat on the trail that are easy. So that kind of sucks. When I'm in town, I usually try to get some protein, a burger, some sort of meat, and then some fresh fruits and vegetables to replace some of that stuff that we're missing out here, that good, healthy, fresh fiber and vitamin stuff. So I do try to pack out an avocado or banana or orange or apple when I can. I'm in town for the first couple of days on the trail, so I do try to get that food out here. And I have packed out 2 salads from town to eat for dinner, which has been nice. If the scale in the hiker lounge at Hiker Heaven at the Soflies is to be believed, which I don't believe it, I've lost 8 pounds in about a month, which I don't think is true. I might be the same weight. I feel like I've gotten fatter, but maybe I've lost some weight. I don't really know. I don't expect to lose much weight out here. I mean, if you start the trail in pretty good shape, you're not gonna lose more than 10 pounds, or you shouldn't if you're eating enough calories per day. So, almost just tripped. So yeah, that's the story with food and my body. And now lastly, to talk about gear. There is currently no gear that I have sent home. I have used every single piece of gear in my pack except for my compass and whistle, and those are just more for emergency situations. So I have literally used everything else that I brought with me, which feels good. I feel like I did better research and was more prepared this time than the Appalachian Trail as far as what to bring and what not to bring. The only thing I sort of wish I had sometimes is a pair of camp shoes, but one of the ways that I cut down my base weight was to just bring less crap, and I felt like camp shoes were an unnecessary luxury. If I wanted to air my feet out, I could just go barefoot. My feet are dirty anyway, and I'm a freaking thru hiker, and there's no need for camp shoes. So, haven't bought any camp shoes yet, and I'm fine with that. We'll see if that changes up the trail. I'm having my ice axe microspikes and bear canister mailed to Kennedy Meadows for the Sierra, which is coming up here in like maybe 10 or 12 days. So that'll be some extra weight too. As far as favorite piece of gear, it's easily my Montbel Tachyon Anorak windbreaker. I jokingly refer to it sometimes as my $99 trash bag, but in all seriousness, it is easily my favorite piece of gear because it's the most versatile. I can wear it at night as an extra layer to keep warm. It's a good layer in the morning. If you don't want to wear your puffy and get super hot when you first start hiking, or if you've been sweating going uphill and then you get to the top of a ridge and it's super windy, it's a good option instead of like a heavy raincoat or jacket to stay warm when your sweat is cooling. So highly recommend it to anyone. It weighs 0.9 ounces and fits into pretty much any part of your pack. So highly recommend having it out here. And that's about it. I will check in with you guys further up the trail. So yeah, that's it. Signing off with 2,148 miles to go.
Hey guys, this is Afternoon Delight, and I'm here in Wrightwood, California at mile 369.3. And so far, this trip has been amazing. I think I've met more people and formed more, like, closer relationships than I ever expected. And my feet do hurt worse than I expected, but I guess that's the name of the game. Everything is just going so great. Like, it's beautiful here and everywhere along the trail, so I'm happy. And the weather so far, let's see. To sum it up, it's been hot, it's been dry, and there have been breezy nights, but so far so good. It hasn't been too hot. And let's see, so my favorite trail food is Annie's mac and cheese. It was one of my favorites at home, it still is on trail. And sour candy. I feel like I just can't get enough sugar. And even the Snickers, you know, I eat one a day, but I'm really craving like gummy worms and Sour Patch Kids and stuff like that. As far as least favorite trail food, granola bars. I think I try to avoid them as much as I can. Which is hard because that's where you can get a lot of your protein and everything. But when I'm in the stores, I'll try to look for other options. So far, so good, but I'm sure I'm going to get sick of those too. So it's only been like, a month-ish, and there are some things that, like granola bars, that I just really don't want at all. So, I mean, overall, my relationship with food, it's been, you know, similar to home. Like, food is kind of fuel, but I think it's changed in the way that I just... You know, you're hungry and you're sometimes exhausted and you've just worked really hard. So anything you can get in your body tastes good. But it's hard. I think with trail food, like when you get closer to towns, you're just craving something fresh, whether it's fruit and vegetables. And that's really hard to get out there. And I knew going into it, I'd probably be craving more vegetables and fresh fruit and stuff that you can't, that's heavy, you know, and hard to bring out. So when I'm in town, I kind of binge on that. And my body, so I think my body has changed. I definitely see that I'm slimming out a bit. It's not super noticeable yet, but I do feel my legs getting stronger. I can tell the clothes I'm wearing, my shirt is getting a little big. So that's a way I've been noticing, but I have been feeling stronger. You know, moving forward on the trail, there are certain climbs that are getting easier, and I think I'm getting more conditioned, which is really great. So in terms of my gear, the one thing I wish I had that I don't, I'm really happy with a lot of my gear, my tent, my pad, and everything. at this point I'm happy with. I think the one thing, which is really trivial, is just my shirt. I have I have the REI Sahara long sleeve button up, which is great. But I find that now that my skin is a little more used to the sun, I really would like a short sleeve shirt. And I just haven't found one yet that I loved. It's not absolutely necessary, so it's probably money that I don't need to be spending. But I think somewhere along the way, I'm probably going to give in and get one. In terms of the gear that I sent home, I did send home my sleeping pad, which was the Therm-a-Rest-y sole. I found that my hips were hurting at night and even my lower back, so I really didn't want to get a inflatable because of the time spent doing that, but I gave in and I ended up going back to the NeoAir X-Lite, the women's version, which is has a little bit of a higher R value, and I'm happy with it. I mean, yeah, it's not a great camp chore, but it's worth the sleep. So that I sent home. I had some small lenses that go on your iPhone. I just found I wasn't using them. Sent those home. And like I had extra underwear that I just didn't need. So I sent that home as well. And lastly, in terms of my favorite piece of gear, that's a hard one. I really like a lot of my gear now. But I think it's between my pack, which I have the Z-Pax Arc Haul, which is a 60-ish liter, maybe it's 62. I really like my pack. It's comfortable. I haven't had any issues, no like chafing with the hip belt or anything. And my second favorite piece of gear would probably be my quilt, which is the Enlightened Equipment Revelation. I haven't zipped it open, so I definitely could have just gone with the Enigma, I think it was, but it's warm and it's a 10 degree and I love it and it's comfy. So there you have it. That's my update. And this is Afternoon Delight signing out. I will talk to you guys later.
Alrighty. How we doing, Backpacker Radio? Hope everyone is well. This is the bun and only, Nakey B. That's Buns, or Lucas. I've just been having a blast this morning. My buddy Bones and I crested a hill and got to see the beautiful Sierras for the first time. And it's his birthday, so couldn't think of a better birthday present for him. Not that it was mine to give, but it's a cool moment to share with him for sure. I've just been having a blast out here, and I feel like each day is just more and more beautiful. And I've been telling him that, you know, each section that we're about to approach, like, oh man, it's such a beautiful section, and it really has been. There's just so much beauty out here, and I think in a lot of places that some people may not look for it. But I was talking to a woman the other day named Trail Quail, and we were kind of talking about gratitude, and just that we've both noticed that the more gracious we are and thankful for, you know, what we get to experience, I feel like the trail gives you back that tenfold. So I know there are some people who aren't particularly huge fans of the desert. And there are certainly hard times to be had out here. But it's just, I think if you look for it and you're looking for that beauty and you're thankful for all the, you know, what a great opportunity we get to experience, that it begins to show itself more and more to you all the time. And so one of my favorite things as of late has been the Joshua Tree. Last night I wrote Ode to the Joshua Tree, just about how much life I think they have. And I think it takes a little imagination, but in them I see anything from like a marching band in New Orleans with trumpets and drummers and saxophones, and I just see the laughter on their faces and the joy they're experiencing, or I can see cheerleaders, you know, congratulating me and continuing to urge me on. And I also see fireworks and explosions of color. And but I think, yeah, basically my point is, when you start looking for that stuff, it starts making itself much more apparent. So that's, yeah, I've just been having such a good time. I'm so happy right now. I'm definitely experiencing one of the most, or one of the best times of my life, without a doubt. And I couldn't imagine doing anything else that would make me happier than being out here sharing beautiful scenery with wonderful people that I love. The weather, although, has been certainly a bit odd. We're asked to describe it in 5 words. So for me, that would be windy, cloudy, not very hot. And I know that's my 5-word limit, but it's been so bizarre. I think to kind of go on with that, there's been more days that I've walked through clouds, and more days than I've been using my trekking poles to stay on trail because it's so windy, than there have been days where I've been forced to take a siesta because of the heat. So it's been super different than last year, where we were hiking through a heat wave and there are days where I'd get up 110 plus and we would have to chill for, you know, 6 hours underneath makeshift shelters in the desert. So that's been a little odd. I can't say I'll complain about it because it's made the trail easier, and I think in a lot of ways that makes it easier to enjoy. But I also feel like I'm missing out on a huge aspect of it, not being challenged by the heat and having to take huge water carries or find shelter or schedule our days around the heat as much as I did last year. But certainly I'm thankful for cooler times. My favorite and least favorite trail food at the moment. My favorite food would probably have to be ramen bombs, which are ramen and mashed potatoes. And I've really been digging the Baby Reds Idahoans because they got a little crunch in them. And that's something I miss a lot. And then least favorite food is definitely oatmeal. And I don't even have to really think about that one because there's been some oatmeals that have taken up permanent residence at the bottom of my food bag, and I've been carrying them for quite some time. I've definitely been eating a lot more. I think I had a higher metabolism to go into trail this year than last year, but I've been hungry a lot, and so this time I decided to just really, really load up. Got a pound and 12 ounces of peanut butter, got olive oil, have tons of dinners, and I've just been mowing through them, and I think it's made me a lot happier, and I've had a lot more energy. I feel like I'm sleeping better, so those are all pluses. One piece of gear I wish I had would be... I don't know. I'm pretty happy with my system. I think I got a pretty good setup right now. I'm good with what I got. I've sent one of my water bladders home. That's the only thing I've sent home, I think. And a book my mom sent me. You know, bless her, but it was too heavy to carry. Although there have been days when I've regretted not having a book to read. And finally, my favorite piece of gear would have to be, I think, probably my buff. I wear it around my face a lot, and so in my head, I don't know if this is a placebo or not, but I think it keeps me better hydrated just because I'm not breathing in as much dust. And then also the moisture from my breath stays in or locked in there. And then when I start to sweat, it kind of collects in the buff on my neck and keeps me a little cooler. Or my flip-flops, which Sometimes I hike in, and it's nice to change up the shoe situation just to give my feet and muscles in my feet and legs kind of a different look, so I'm not always fatiguing and using the same ones. And then also I love having camp shoes, so yeah. But hope everyone's doing well. I can't wait for more people to continue having a great time here out here on trail. I'm excited to get to Kennedy Meadows, which is now only 2 days away, which is crazy. I'm sad the desert's gone, but more than stoked for the Sierras. I am so excited to get back in there and start playing in the snow. All right. Later, peeps. Love y'all. Bye.
Backpacker Radio, it's Madeline. I finally have a trail name, which is Photon. I'm coming to you not so live from Kennedy Meadows. Just finished up the Southern California section of the PCT, heading into the Sierra soon, probably this afternoon. I have a lot of favorite trail foods. My new favorite thing to do is a buddy taught me this technique. You just get like a whole bag of chips and then you crush them down so it doesn't take up so much volume, and then you put them in a Ziploc bag and just eat the crumbs with a spoon, which actually doesn't really take away from the experience. They're just as good. So that's what I look forward to eating the most these days, and sour candy, Bobo's oat bars too, just because they're easy to eat, they're so caloric. My least favorite trail food for sure is those like tuna creations packets, which they're super cheap, you know, a super cheap form of protein, but it's just not worth it. I cold soak my food, and so like eating the tuna in the jar, just like it stinks up the jar and it's hard to get that smell and taste out. And I don't know, I think I'm just like not a big tuna person in general, so it's just not gonna work for me. I don't even really like to be around people when they eat them at this point. Should mention that it's not really a trail food, but I do spend quite a bit of time thinking about Dr. Pepper while I'm hiking, which is definitely new for me. I don't drink soda normally, but like for the past few weeks, I crave Dr. Pepper pretty much all the time, and I like can't wait to get into town so I can drink some. It's also a pretty common trail magic item, so sometimes I get lucky and I get Dr. Pepper on the trail, and that is such a treat. So yeah, I eat a lot more junk food on the trail, a lot more sugar than I would eat in my normal life, if that's what you want to call it. But I've been eating pretty much the same amount of food that I would eat at home. I'm a big eater on or off trail. I know it's been a big adjustment for some people having to, you know, learn to eat a lot more food than they're used to, and I just didn't really have to make that switch. So I guess I kind of lucked out in that department. I weigh the same amount that I weighed when I left for the trail, or at least last time I weighed myself, which was, I don't know, a week ago. My body is definitely different. I think I have less fat, more muscle, but I'm surprised that I've been able to like maintain the number on the scale, so that's good, because I was a little worried about losing too much weight on the trail, and doesn't seem to be an issue. As far as gear goes, that's my favorite topic. I could talk about it all day. There isn't really a piece of gear that I wish I had. I'm pretty happy with my kit, but I am jealous when I see people walking around camp with camp shoes, like flip-flops or sandals or whatever. It's not something I want to carry. It's just not quite worth it for me, but I do get a little jealous when I see it. And every time I'm in town, I snag some camp shoes from the hiker box and wear them around town. So that's been working out for me. I haven't sent any gear home. I did switch out a Polycro ground sheet for a piece of Tyvek. Way worth it. You would have to be so careful to use Polycro and have it last longer than a few weeks. It's basically just saran wrap. If it's even breezy, it's really hard to lay out. So yeah, I'm really happy I made the switch to Tyvek, which I did back in Warner Springs. And hands down, my favorite piece of gear is my pack, which is by Superior Wilderness Designs. I got a 40-liter pack, which has been the perfect size for me. And they've just been really easy to work with. I sent them like a few emails about custom mods and other questions, and they got back to me really quickly, and they were super accommodating. And I just like supporting these tiny companies, and especially because they're thru hikers, so they actually know what thru hikers want, and they know how sturdy the equipment has to be to last a whole thru hike. So I promise I'm not sponsored. I'm just really happy with my pack. And that's it for now. Next time you hear from me, I'll have a bit of the Sierra under my belt. So looking forward to that.
Yo, what's up? It is Tunes checking in from the trail. Actually, I'm not on the trail. I am nearby the trail in the backseat of my rental car at Walker Pass. Fully 8 days ago now, I got off trail at Walker Pass, went to Ridgecrest, got this rental car, drove to Oakland to pick up my little sister and her fiance. And then we all hung out in the Bay Area for a few days together with Cameron, my boyfriend, and his friend Chili. So it's been a nice little vacation from the trail, but all my friends and family are gone now, and it's time for me to get back to walking. So I've got this rental car for, you know, until I drop it off this morning, and then I'm going to have to figure out a way to get back on the trail. So yeah, it's been a little longer than I anticipated since my last little update, but that's what happens. You try to make plans and then the trail changes them for you. So, yeah, here I am in the backseat of the rental car under my quilt where I slept last night. And I thought it would be a great time to answer these fun little questions about the trail so far. So to just jump right in, first one is just a general update on the journey. And I feel like I gave a pretty good update on where I was before. But as far as like a general overview of the journey goes, I would say that my time on trail has been fantastic. I have been loving it. I have been challenged for sure, but I found out that nothing's really as bad as it seems like it's going to be. You know, whether that's carrying a lot of water or encountering a rattlesnake or walking through the heat, I've definitely had challenges, but they've been totally manageable and made everything that much more fun. And also I'm kind of at the point, which I think I've said before, where like I'm not really in the honeymoon phase of hiking anymore, and I can see that this is just like my life now, which is awesome because it means that I'm getting to the point where I'm like starting to get into routines. And it's not, you're like, Sarah, haven't you been on trail for like 2 months now? And yes, I have, but it's taken me a while to settle in. Okay. It's a weird lifestyle out here. But I really do feel like, now I'm starting to enjoy like the everyday little things about the hike. And whereas before it was like, I don't know, there were a lot of really exciting things like, where's the next place to get to? Who's the next person I'm going to meet? What's the next amazing view? But now I'm really starting to find a lot of enjoyment in like just actually walking, you know, like that's what most of my days consist of. And I'm getting to the point just recently where most of the day I really am enjoying myself, like just walking, just the simplicity of what I do every day. Cause like, you don't really come out here just to walk. Like you don't quit your job and like leave your friends and family for 6 months to walk. Cause if you wanted just to walk, then you could do that at home. You come out here to meet people and to like see all the stuff that you're going to walk through. But I'm glad now that I really am starting to love the actual walking portion. Cause like, it is what I do most of the day. And I think it's important to have fun in what you do. So that's been cool. I'm really, really getting into my groove of it. And it'll be interesting to see how, if at all, this time off trail has affected that when I get back on. So looking forward to getting back on and seeing where my mojo is at. So next, we're going to talk a little bit about food. Oh, no, I skipped the weather question. This is good. Describe the weather thus far in 5 words or less. And I thought about that a lot on trail, what I was going to say. And what I came to is wind, a love-hate relationship. And that's all I have to say about that. If you've been in the desert, you understand what I'm talking about. So food. Favorite and least favorite trail food of the moment. My favorite trail food at the moment is not really a trail food, but I've received it at Trail Magic several times, and I almost always pack one out with me onto the trail. Grapefruit. Oh my gosh, I love grapefruit. I love it so much. And you'll often see me hiking for like 5 days out of a town still carrying the same grapefruit because like I want to save it for a time when I really need it. Because there's just like nothing better than, I don't know, you're hiking through like a couple long miles and it's hot and you're just in a bad mood or something, like the morale boost of pulling out a grapefruit and cutting into it and being able to like suck the juices out of it. It's just like, oh, it's the most amazing thing in the world. And people will walk by and just be like, oh my God, you have a grapefruit? And you're like, oh yeah. Like, oh, it's so awesome. It's so delicious. So if you're ever trail magicking for people, highly recommend bringing grapefruits. Everybody loves them. Well, that's not true. Not everybody, but the people who love them really love them. So that's my favorite right now. And then my least favorite, probably have to say Pop-Tarts or anything that's like a really sugary snack. I don't have a lot of things like that in my food resupplies usually because I don't really like to like stuff myself with sugar. But I've been buying like the Annie's organic Pop-Tarts lately and or like the Trader Joe's version too. And I thought those were going to be good, but I don't know. Every time I pull one out of my pack, I'm just like, I don't really want to eat this right now. They sound good and exciting and there's like icing and sprinkles, you know, so why wouldn't I want it? But I've just found that most of the time I really don't want to just eat all the sugar. So I don't know. And like also with Pop-Tarts, they just get totally demolished in your pack to the point that it's like, it's just super hard to eat them. You have to like stop fully to eat them. And I just don't like it. I don't like it. It just turns into like an aluminum bag of sugar trash. So I'm kind of out on the Pop-Tarts right now, but it's okay. So then the next question is, has my relationship with food changed? And I would say that my food relationship has definitely changed from basically being completely based around pleasure to being almost entirely based around necessity. Like I thought that I was just going to be starving all the time at this point. And I did have that for a couple weeks where it was just like the hiker hunger had kicked in super hard. I was starving at all times and all I wanted to do was eat. And that was great. And I ate a lot. Now I'm at the point where I'm usually hungry, but eating kind of never sounds good to me, at least on trail. Like, I just don't ever really want to eat. And I don't know if that's because I'm tired or because I'm kind of like nothing that I have sounds good really, but it's interesting. Like, I'm sorry, it's 7 in the morning and I just woke up, but yeah, so I don't know. I find that, like, if I were to only eat when I'm hungry right now, I would never even get close to getting enough calories that I need for the day. So I have to very diligently make sure I'm eating when I need to eat so that I get enough calories. So it's like, it's not just, oh, I'll eat whenever I'm hungry. It's like, no, when was the last time you ate? An hour? Oh, you need to eat something. Or like, if I feel even a little bit tired, then I'll eat something. Like, just anything I can do to keep getting calories in me. 'Cause nice little seg into the next question. How has your body changed, if at all? My body has become much smaller. And it was already small to begin with. I did not come out here with very much weight to lose. So, and I have been losing weight, and it is a big topic of conversation on trail that I am little and my backpack is big, and yeah, it gets annoying, people always commenting on my size, but I understand. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of frustrating. Like, I do feel like I can't keep weight on, and so instead of eating food being like a pleasure or a joyous thing on trail, it's kind of like another job that I have. And I don't know, it's like sad, but it's okay. You know, it's like, that's what's getting me to Canada. So I didn't come out here to eat. I came out here to hike and experience the trail, and eating is a part of that. And yeah, but anyway, so beyond just my weight, my body has definitely changed. My feet have become pretty tough. All my old blister friends have turned into like palaces, patches of callus, that are like super rough. So my feet feel really strong now, and they've also swelled up like 2 sizes larger than my normal shoe size, which is crazy. But they said that would happen, so I knew, but I don't think I believed it until I found myself in the gear trailer at Warner Springs with shoes that were way too small. So my feet have gotten bigger. I've got all this body hair that I never had before. My nice, luscious armpits get a lot of comments too, and definitely have not shaved my legs at all since being out here, and I love it so much. So yeah, body's changed, I don't know, probably for the better. Moving on to gear, what is the one piece of gear you wish you had? Well, I don't wish I had it anymore because Cameron brought it to me, but the one piece of gear that I did wish that I had before, because I walked through some really bitterly cold mornings of snow and ice, is gloves. Oh my God, I needed them so badly and I didn't have them. Walking through like Wrightwood and Big Bear, we had snow and ice, and it just makes a huge difference if your fingers are warm. Like, I could get every other part of my body warm, no problem. But like, when I'm using my trekking poles to walk, which I like to do that, it's my preferred method of walking, my hands are out. And if you don't have gloves, your hands are going to be freaking cold if it's cold outside. Like, so man, I've had some miserable mornings of just trying to like stuff my fingers into my rain jacket and like use my trekking poles with one finger, like just misery, walking super fast just so I can try and warm myself up. And the fingerless gloves that I have for my sun protection obviously don't help when it's cold. So I was really, really wishy that I had some gloves for a long time out there, but I finally have them, thank God. So very exciting. Got my gloves. And then, have you sent any gear home? I have. I've made a lot of gear swaps, and I'd say, I've done more like swapping out of things, like finding something that was a little bit better suited to what I needed than one that I had. I've done more of that than like just sending stuff home, but I have sent a few things home. First off, my speaker, which was like my trademark thing that I had with me. Like that's how I originally got my trail name, is because I had a speaker, but it's heavy and like it's just another thing to charge. And my phone can play music as loud as I'll ever need it to anyway. So sent the speaker home. I also sent home my drinking tube that like connects to my water bladder, just cause it was always getting dirty and it was just gross. Like ended up being like a receptacle for dirt to travel to my mouth. And it was kind of a pain to like always fill up the water and then put it back in my pack to be attached to the tube. And then the tube is always in the way. So I was like, no, get out of my life. I sent home a folding like collapsible coffee cup, cause it was annoying to keep the nooks and crannies of that like clean and dry and then find somewhere in my pack to store it. Now I just got myself a tiny little titanium cup, and I think that's going to be a lot better for my coffee. And beverages. I'm big on beverages out here. And then what else? Oh, I just got rid of my umbrella, which I can't believe I kept it for as long as I did, because I like never used my umbrella. And some people love their umbrellas, but it's like, if you're going to use it, you have to go hands-free. Because if you want to use your umbrella, you can't use your trekking poles. So you got to put your trekking poles away and then hold your umbrella or attach it to your pack. If you have it attached to your pack, you can't move it around because like you're not walking in one straight direction all day. The sun isn't in one position relative to you all day. The earth is rotating and you're also winding about the trail. So sometimes the sun's on your left, sometimes it's on your right, sometimes it's behind you. So even if you have your umbrella attached to your pack, it's not efficient because you can't move it around to where the sun is. Like you could have an umbrella over your head and still have the sun in your face. So that's stupid. And then if there's even a little bit of wind, like just put it away. Don't even try. Don't even try. It's like, I don't know, like some people really, really love having them. And I'm just not one of those people. I've popped it out a couple of times for like remote shade. But even then, it's like, it's just a pain in my ass. So got rid of it. Sayonara umbrella. I'm so glad that that is gone. It was literally just dead weight in my pack. And then the last question is, what is my favorite piece of gear? And that is a very clear answer. It is my fanny pack. Oh, I love my fanny pack. And I have to give a shout out to my mom real quick, because I told her like before my hike started, like, please don't buy me any gear, because I'm very particular about like the things that I have. And I didn't want her to waste money on spending something I wasn't going to use. So I told her that, and then she obviously went out and bought me stuff because she's my mom and she loves me. And I was like, Mom, like I told you not to buy anything, you know, but then I saw what she got me and she killed it. Like she clearly thought very hard about what she was getting me and like got me things that made sense. So now I've got this awesome fanny pack, and it is from a company called Thru, T-H-R-U. And you can find it on a website called Garage Grown Gear, which is a really awesome website for just like little cottage gear companies. Highly recommend. And I love my fanny pack because it's like, it's basically just like that extra little thing that I need outside of my pack. And I keep my essentials in it, my phone, my like little lens for my phone, my disposable camera, my chapstick, you know, sunscreen, whatever. And it's awesome because I can keep stuff in there that I don't want to just slam down on my, on the ground, like when I take my pack off, because it stays on my person all the time, you know. And it's also really nice to have something that like, if you're in town and you want to drop your pack at a motel or the campground or whatever, or you're on trail and you want to drop your pack and go climb around or explore something, like you still have your stuff right there on you. Just, you can just drop your pack and walk on. You still, you've got the fanny pack. So that's been freaking awesome. And it's also really great. Like if I drop something, there's this little pocket on the outside. So the main compartment is a zipper, and then there's a pocket on the outside that's big and like catches things if I drop them. So there have been a couple of times where I've like dropped my phone and it's caught it, or I have a snack and like a piece of the snack falls and you're like, oh no, my snack is gonna fall into the dirt. And then, oh, the fanny pack catches it. Nice. So like seriously, this fanny pack has saved me multiple times with just its convenience and awesomeness. And I'm always telling people how much I love my fanny pack. And I'm not kidding. I've at least inspired 3 people that I know of to go out and buy fanny packs. So I'm just saying it is a very worthwhile piece of gear to invest in. I would highly recommend through the brand that I have, but I mean, I know obviously other companies make fanny packs and you could probably find one for pretty cheap at like a thrift store and be happy. So yeah, that's all I got for now. I've, as always, been talking much longer than I needed to be talking, but, I hope that all that info was illuminating for you. And, I'm hoping to get back on trail pretty soon here. And then I'll be on my way to Kennedy Meadows. Finally got about 2.5 days there, and then I will make a plan for the Sierra and I'll check in with you guys after that. Have fun.
Hi, this is Rabbit. I am walking on the trail currently, so you may hear my feet crunching along as I go. I am in now actual forest because I am generally around 11 or 10,000 feet, and there are trees again, and it's really beautiful. Most recently, I've just come out of the San Juans, which are a notoriously very challenging section of the CDT. And most northbounders do not get to go through the San Juans just, you know, straight north on their hike due to usually really high and dangerous snow conditions. But currently, Colorado is in a major drought and has been over the whole winter. So that means there was remarkably low snow in the San Juans. So I was able to just push through and go straight north, which was pretty amazing. There's also an option for an alternate. There's a lot of alternates on the CDT, and it's very common to take them. And this one's called the Crete Cutoff. That really cuts off most of the San Juan range. But like I said, luckily I didn't have to take it. So I was really happy that I got to go through that section and see everything. And really, during that section is the only time that I've encountered any real weather of note. There was a hailstorm right as I reached a peak that was 13,200 feet. And it was just, it was insane because it seemed like there was, you know, just some clouds in the sky, nothing bad. It had snowed a little earlier in the day. And then suddenly I was just surrounded
in a whiteout of hail, and I had to turn around and bail back down the mountain and go back down to a pass where I'd been at before. And there was this old broken down little mining shelter with half a roof that I ducked inside and ended up staying the night there just to, you know, ride out the storm. And that was really the only weather I've had that was notable at all. So hopefully that doesn't happen again. But it always could. I've got a lot more miles to hike. And as far as I'm doing physically, my body's feeling really good. I have some old injuries, and for the most part, they're kind of not bothering me, which is really positive. I'm starting to get my trail legs. Hiking the San Juans definitely contributed to that. Just going up and down so many tall mountains and so many passes that I'm feeling really strong now. My feet are starting to hurt, but that's pretty standard. They're going to hurt from probably now to Canada. And yeah, everything's going really well. Something else about being a woman is that I tend to not lose a lot of weight. A lot of women don't lose a ton of weight while through hiking. I'm sure I've probably lost some, but I've probably gained the equivalent back in muscle. So my weight really doesn't fluctuate that much while I'm hiking. As for food, I pretty much hate anything that comes in a bar form at this point. This is my third through hike in 3 years, and they're the most convenient and calorie dense things like Cliff bars and whatever else bars, but I hate them. I pretty much hate all of them. I eat them because I'm hungry enough. It really doesn't matter what I'm eating, but I kind of just don't like any of them anymore. And as for my favorite food, I mean, right now I'm dreaming about pancakes in town because I'll be in town tomorrow, and all I want is a huge stack of pancakes. But those aren't really something I can generally pack out that well. But I do manage to pack out like avocados, and I'll take an avocado and mash that up and put it in my dinner or put it on a tortilla with lunch, and that's pretty good. And as for other snack foods, it's really like Triscuits, those flavored ones, anything with a lot of flavor in it, like the flavored pretzels or anything like that, Cheez-Its that have just like a lot of flavor that you probably ate in your school lunch as a kid. That's pretty much the only thing I like and want to eat right now, but I'm forcing myself to still have as much of a balanced diet as I can manage. As for gear, I have recently been having to make some changes. So I was in the desert, which means my rain gear was super light, basically a windbreaker and a poncho because it didn't really rain. And whenever I went to the San Juans, I suddenly had to stop, change, reevaluate a lot of my gear. So I had to get additional clothes. I had to get thermal bottoms, a thermal top, sleep socks, my ice axe, micro spikes, and I sent home some of my other lightweight stuff so that way I could get like a heavier rain jacket and things like that. I also used to carry a pair of camp shoes, but since I was gaining all this weight and other things, I sent those home. So I definitely, you know, swapped a fair amount of stuff out just between desert hiking and snow hiking, since I pretty much have to approach them completely differently. Now it's getting to be the heat of summer is just about to start, and I'm just going to be in the middle of Colorado, so it means I will be at some elevation, but it probably won't be as much snowpack. So I'm just going to see over the next 2 weeks what I really need and what I don't, and what the weather's going to look like, and I'll start to kind of balance all that out. I'm hoping that my pack will get even lighter. I have a relatively low base weight. I don't consider myself ultralight. I honestly can't tell you what it is. It was somewhere around 11 pounds last time I checked, but then it changes all the time with snow gear and not snow gear. I have a 48 liter pack that is often not full, so that may help give some sort of visual to what I'm working with. But yeah, and I was trying to think if I have a favorite piece of gear. It might be my buff. just because I use it for a little bit of everything. I put it on every night to sleep in and usually wake up and start hiking in it. And it's just nice and comfortable. But then also, whenever it's too warm to really want to wear it at night, I will end up using it to wipe out my pot, or if I stop and rinse my feet off in a stream, then I'm using it as a towel, or I've used it to stop cuts from bleeding before, and all sorts of things. So it's just a pretty versatile little, you know, rag and clothing piece in general that I'm a pretty big fan of. So yeah, that's what I can think of now. I'm going to go hike up this large mountain now and complete my hike for the day. All right, this is Rabbit signing off. So I just left Tom's Run shelter. Had a beautiful thunderstorm last night and saw a perfect arc rainbow directly in front of it. As soon as the storm ended and the sun came in, it was magical. And it seemed like a fitting ending to my adventure out here on the Appalachian Trail, where I had just decided yesterday that I'm getting off the trail today when I get to Pine Grove. Furnace, I believe it's called. And I've got some bittersweet emotions about this that I'm still processing, but I've given it a lot of thought and a lot of days to meditate on, and I am at peace around it, though the sadness is there. And yeah, so I'm getting off because of some health reasons that I just can't stop ignoring. Combination of things. Number one, the worst neuropathy I've ever experienced in my life, where pretty much I hit a wall at 4 miles, and after that it's like walking on glass. It's excruciating. And it's not easing up at all. It's not getting better. I can't push past that. Everything else is fine. My energy, my arms, I mean my strength, my legs. I do get fatigued, though. I have to admit, my stamina isn't there either. But that I felt like I could push through, but man, the foot pain, I can't. And I've lightened my load. I've just done everything. I've tried everything. So anyway, it's turned into torture versus everything I was needing and wanting from it. So I have surrendered. And I'm okay with it. So right now I'm just kind of taking advantage of this beautiful day after a storm where everything is just so green and so beautiful. Hope you can hear the birds singing in the background. I'm grateful my last day is going to be a day like this. Yeah. I just want to express my gratitude to everyone out there who has supported me so far, mentally, emotionally, and even assisting in funding this little trek of mine. I'm going to let the original goal go and just be in gratitude that I got to experience even what I've experienced to date. I've met a lot of beautiful people, created a lot of beautiful memories. And I have to admit, I bowed down to every one of these springers, hikers who've started 2-3 months ago and passing me on the trail. It's been really cool to talk to them and hear of their stories and adventures. And I see what it takes, and I'm just in awe of you guys. And I've been grateful for every single person who's supported me along the way, saying, just hike your own hike, Gwen, just hike your own hike. Or Liberty, that's what everyone's been calling me. And that's what I just keep telling myself too, hike your own hike. And I love that as a metaphor for life. And that's my big takeaway from the trail, is I'm going to continue on hiking my own hike. Come what may. No matter what. So,
I bless you all, and I bless you, Appalachian Trail, and all who volunteer and dedicate so much love and time and commitment to this trail and maintaining it and providing a place for people like me and for people who just need to go the extra mile for themselves. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And everyone, God bless you. And especially you guys at Backpacker Radio. I just thank you so much. And I hope that you guys will honor this exit and understand. God bless you guys. Bye. Liberty signing off.
A beautiful sign-off, Gwen. Thank you for sharing your journey with us, and on behalf of everyone here at Backpacker Radio and the Trek, we wish you the best. So, that concludes our grab bag episode. In the next episode, our correspondents will share their favorite moments from the trail. You might be able to guess what the subject of the following show might be. If you enjoyed and want to help the show, please leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and or support us through our Patreon page at patreon.com/backpackerradio. You can follow us on Instagram at Backpacker Radio, on Twitter at Backpacker Pod, and on Facebook at facebook.com/backpackerradio. You can also get in touch with us through our email, podcast@thetrek.co, and follow our videos on YouTube. Just search The Trek. Last but least, you can follow me personally at ZR Davis on Instagram and Twitter. Today's episode was edited by Polly Boy Shellcross and co-produced by Maggie Slepian. That's it. Thanks for listening, and happy hiking.